on any subject, basically. What happened? The not original was made, by the way. What happened 5 minutes after you died? What happened 5 minutes after you died? Most of y'all know Brother Alan Hired, or at least heard from Brother Alan Hired. Sometimes when you have time and you're on your computer, go to YouTube, Google Alan Hired, and within that, look for what happened 5 minutes after you died. Several good lessons on YouTube. I got to watching some this afternoon with Brother Alan Hired. Well known in the Brotherhood, someone we can depend on and listen to what he says. And obviously, he makes reference to the rich man and Lazarus and what happens there. And he's really good in this sermon that he's delivering. So don't forget, look that up. I think it's worth everyone watching and paying attention to what he says. It kind of goes along with what we've been saying the last week or so here, especially Wednesday night. When we think about our lives and we think about how we see our life and how we paint a picture for other people to see. I think it's important that as we live our life and the things that we do and the way that we conduct our life, that people can see Christ in us. For an example, let me ask you a question. Are you good? Are you good because you want to go to heaven? Don't nobody answer that out loud. But I want you to answer it for yourself. Are you good because you want to go to heaven? Or are you good because you're in Christ? Are you good because you want to go to heaven, or are you good because you're in Christ? In other words, you're good because you're a Christian. The life that you live, the choice that you make, the path that you're traveling that path because you're in Christ, because you made a commitment to Christ, you made a commitment to God, and this is the direction I'm going to go, and this is the life that I'm going to live. And then it falls back to what we said this morning. Because of all that, we have the hope of heaven, and that's our desire of where we're going to go. And it's because we're in Christ, because we're living that. And we know that to be so. We know that's true because we look at the other side of the coin. We look at the world. And the world, in turn, is not maybe good because they're outside of Christ. I've got an article I want to read with you tonight, or read for you tonight. I don't know who the author is. I apologize. Sometimes I get on a tear on the computer, and I go looking up ideas and words, and I'll trace something down, and I'll find something I find interesting, and I'll print the page and throw it in a box, and somewhere I'll go back to the box, and I'll start looking through it, and maybe I didn't print the whole article, and so the guy's name is off, and I apologize if he's listening. I apologize when you recognize that this is yours. I'm not trying to take credit for it. I'm disclosing right now. I did not write this. But it starts off, and I want to read this out of the scripture, see. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." He goes into his article and he starts by saying this. If you're abiding in Christ, it will be evident in your life. It will be evident in your thoughts, and it will spill over into your character. Because what is on the inside will sooner or later be evident on the outside. When people look at your character, what do they see? Do they see love? Do they see patience? Do they see kindness? Do they see goodness? Do they see gentleness? Do they see faithfulness? And do they see self-control? If you are abiding in Christ, it will be evident in how you live your life. Live a life worthy of the Lord. Do what is good. Now, we all know that good works are not what saves us. We are saved by faith in Jesus Christ and by his grace and mercy. He says, I hope you understand that because I have put a lot of effort into proclaiming the truth, we are saved by God's grace. So we should not get the idea that being good gets us to heaven. The Bible says there is no one good except God. Then he says, and no, we are not good in order to get to heaven. We are good because we're in Christ. We are good because the fruit of our salvation is good work. Now, the presence of good work doesn't prove salvation. Anyone can do something good from time to time. Christ himself said, even evil people sometimes do what is good. People who are evil can do good things. So doing good does not make us fit. So doing good does not make us fit for heaven. But here's something we need to understand. The absence of doing good is a strong indication that we have lost our way. The absence of doing good, exhibiting good fruit, shows that we are not abiding in Christ. The world will recognize that we are Christ's disciples if they see the good fruit of the Spirit that we exhibit. People we love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there is one other fruit that as Christians we must show, and that is the lesson of this text. And he says, praise to God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, though Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. You got to wonder about the person who walked around with such a long face like this. You got to wonder about the person who walked around with such a long face that it would take a week to shave it. I like that. You got to wonder about a Christian who is always negative and pointing out all that's wrong with the church. You got to wonder about the person who is grumbling, moaning, and groaning, critical, griping Christian is really abiding in Christ. Because abiding in Christ will manifest itself in praise to God. Abiding in Christ will bring thanksgiving and praise to God for his abiding love to us. Someone who remains connected to Christ just can't help but praise him. Because of our close connection to him, our praise to God pours out the fragrance of flowers that grows from the vine. If we abide in Christ, we will find God's presence in every situation, both good and bad. For we know that he is working for good in every situation. Are we good because we want heaven? Probably. I know that I agree 100% with all that. Some of that drives us. But ultimately, we want heaven because of Christ. We want heaven because Jesus died for our sins. And that's what makes us walk the walk that we do. Tonight, although it's a short devotion, I hope that you will consider your life. I hope that you will consider the example that you are. Maybe I should ask this question. How long does it take you to shave? Good point. It ties in with what Tony Sider said several years ago, and then it never did. We bring it up by that time we speak. And he said, what's wrong? Some Christians look like they just took a drink of pickle juice by the look on their face. It's the same time, but don't have that long face. Tie this in with what we said Wednesday night in the class. As you look out that window, what are people seeing? We have an opportunity this week to work hard for the Lord, just like we did every week. This coming week is going to be vacation Bible school. I've said many times, and I may get run off one day, but I've said many times, let's go on my vacation Bible school. confessing your faith, repenting of your sin, and being baptized for remission